savings anytime with e-wallet, cash plus, ATMs, or your branch. Also, with FNB's good savings account, every member sees real-time transactions and balances. Enjoy zero monthly service fee, competitive savings rates, all accessible on your device. Grow your group's wealth together with FNB's good savings account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 362 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Tunnel digs test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines in Kumbon Radio.
Traditionally, Dan Mukushi raised concerns over the poor state of the road in Upper Lusenfwa. Government are urged to urgently address the overcrowding of classrooms caused by inadequate school infrastructure. And in African news, the bandits kidnap our worshippers during church service in Nigeria. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A traditional leader of Upper Lusenfwa Ward in Mukushi District, Alavnes Njipaisha, has raised concern over the poor state of the road in the area, describing it as a major challenge to the local community, especially during the rainy season. Headwoman Njipaisha explained that the road has deteriorated significantly, making it difficult for vehicles to pass. She noted that as a result, business activities in Upper Lusenfwa have come to a standstill as traders and transporters are unable to access the area due to the damaged road. She has since appealed to the local authorities to urgently grade the road and construct proper drainage systems to allow water to flow freely, saying this would help improve accessibility and restore economic activities in the ward.
Ama business ya imakana ama onda ale ibira kweko kubeuka abantu so na mairo kwa liyaba chinikiru wabali batatu pamulandu wa musebo ame isha alifulu sendeni kofitipa mumoni ama minza munga kwa atako ifo munga chufuru lali ame isha alimumusebo ya fumamu pili situa papata trefa ya munga kuchila ame isha alipita ale kiku ikala pa musebo pili situa papata tuwa fweni.
Some Lusaka residents have expressed their frustration over the lack of information on Bill 7, saying it marginalizes illiterate citizens. Speaking in an interview with Kumbon Radio News, the residents complained that only educated individuals and politicians are given a platform to contribute to national discussions, which they deem unfair. They have since urged authorities to ensure that information about Bill 7 is disseminated in a way that's accessible to all, including those with limited education. They demand inclusive public participation on national issues to guarantee that every citizen's voice is heard.
I think we are able to judge. Awo mo ni so ko ran to ba ti. Ni ti ni ni si ta ti. So wa de ti ba ti ni ran to a ti no tu yi si. So da ta si mo ti. Mo ti no awo ko ran mo ni so.
The National Assembly yesterday passed the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 after it secured the required two-thirds majority. A total of 135 members of parliament, MPs, have voted in favor of Bill No. 7, with zero vote from the opposition and no abstentions. A bill in Zambia seeking to amend the constitution must obtain the support of not less than two-thirds majority of all MPs. Traders and marketeers in Dola District are facing significant challenges due to the high cost of doing business, citing instability, limited access to finance, and rising costs. The traders stated that the difficult business environment is affecting their livelihoods, with household bills are piling up and profits remaining low, particularly impacting small-scale businesses. They have since called on the government to address these issues, emphasizing the need for a business-friendly environment to support entrepreneurship and economic growth. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACADE, has urged the government to urgently address the overcrowding of classrooms caused by inadequate school infrastructure. Organization Executive Director Aaron Chansa says most schools that do not have sufficient infrastructure, resulting in more than 80 learners are being accommodated in a single classroom. He adds that the situation has also led to one teacher attending to a large number of learners, a trend he warns could have serious implications on the country's education system. Meanwhile, Mr. Chansa has called on government to improve the manner in which the new curriculum is being implemented. He says there is a need to engage stakeholders on challenges related to the distribution of learning materials, equipment, desks, and other essential resources.
A lot of schools have not received these materials, which is not good for quality education. We have received complaints from teachers that the teaching and learning materials for the new curriculum are not yet in schools, in their schools. And we hope that next year the Minister will to make sure that these materials are taken to schools. But also equipment. There is a lack of equipment, especially in practical subjects. Would like to see the ministry and other stakeholders put resources together to make sure that equipment like computers, the musical equipment, and those to support art and also sports are put in place in schools.
We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadodela, sikomo, situbesi, twasanta. Part of the celebration. Join MTN today. MTN, what are we doing today?